Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your host today. It is November 1st, 2024, the day after Halloween. And so we're gathering here on the first Friday of the month, like we have been doing since 2014. And it's just wonderful to have so many of you here again and again over all these years. I am really happy today to have an old friend who shows up every month. Linda Guerra Applegate is going to lead the meditation today. And Linda was born in London, and she was an army brat, moved around a lot, and has now been living in Pennsylvania for 20 years. And she's a practitioner and a teacher of the radiance technique and authentic Reiki. And she's also a practitioner of frequencies of brilliance. And she's been doing these things, you know, some of them for 37 years, some for 20. But she's been around the block with a lot of different techniques for a long time. And over time, they sort of provided a stepping stone for her to become an energy channel. And so she now is connecting with angels and whales and the elemental kingdom and even her own soul light language. And Linda's also trained as a practitioner of the heart thread technique, which allows clients to connect into their heart field and change patterns that no longer serve them. So it's really great to have you here today, Linda. You always bring something very different to this, and I think it's wonderful. We touch a lot of people in different ways on these meditations. So what have you got for us today?
Well, so I received some messages from various sea creatures, so I will be reading their messages. And then we will be going into a group heart thread, and I'll explain more about that when we get to it. But I'd like to just say thank you, everybody, for being here and joining us. But let's first start with opening sacred space. So I'm going to the south. I'm going to call in the pilot and the orca whales. Thank you for being with us. And to the east, I'm going to call in the humpback whales. To the north, I'm calling in the blue whales. And to the west, I'm calling in the dolphins. Then center below, we call in the gray whales. Center above, we call in the white whales. And center within, the dolphins within our heart space. So thank you guys for being with us, all you whales and dolphins. We appreciate it. So I'm going to start with a message from Angel. And she is a dolphin. She's a white dolphin, and she's living in Taiji, Japan, where people who've watched the movie The Cove, and she is in a tank close to government officials in Taiji. And let me just say what she has to say about her mission being there at this place where the dolphins are rounded up every year and slaughtered by the fishermen. And part of her mission is to bring in a loving energy to change that way of thinking, that consciousness. So this is what she says. As a white dolphin, I had an inner knowing that I had a special mission. I connect in with the Council of Cetaceans who guide and support me on my mission. From my perspective, love is the only power. My mission is to open hearts and minds of the government officials and fishermen who round up dolphins at the cove on a yearly basis for their meat and to be used in captivity. I do this, connecting to their hearts, by transmitting love. Anger against those who kill my fellow dolphins will not further my cause. Only love will achieve that mission. I allow love to flow through and from me to soften hearts. I ask that you combine your love with mine and also direct your love into the waters at the cove to magnify my mission. I am happy to report that the roundup in 2023-2024 yielded far fewer dolphins slaughtered than in the past. Woohoo! When there's none, that would be great, but we're working on it. So please, I'd like you to all add your energies to Angel and her mission of bringing love to the government officials and to the fishermen, and just allowing that love to seep into their hearts, to soften hearts. And actually, I've been told that the dolphins know this is part of their mission to be slaughtered. And they just come, they allow it to happen because it's an awakening, it's an awareness to humans. When eventually the humans say, you know what, I can't keep doing this. I've got to stop doing this. This is not right. And so that's a shifting consciousness that she is bringing around, and light workers who are connecting with her, and the dolphins who actually come and give up their lives for this purpose. So we thank the dolphins for their energetic, and we're bringing that energy into the oceans at the cove to support them. So now I have a message from a green sea turtle. Hello, I am a green sea turtle. My species has lived on the planet for over 100 million years. Did you know that water and emotions are closely connected? We turtles go to cleaning stations where fish clean the parasites from our skin. Our offering to you is to cleanse parasitic thoughts and emotions from your emotional and mental bodies. When you have a state of harmony and wholeness within yourselves, you reflect this out to the waterways of the planet. Remember, water is affected by the collective consciousness. Indeed, water does carry our emotions. There is that connection between water and emotions. So now I'm going to bring in a message from a giant Pacific octopus. Hello, I am a giant Pacific octopus, the largest of all species of octopus. All octopuses are highly intelligent and highly creative. Our mothers die when we hatch, so we have to solve problems with our own ingenuity. And ingenuity is what we encourage from you humans. Do you realize just how creative you truly are? Just imagine combining your creativity with love, and you would soon solve all your current earthly problems. Remember, where attention goes, energy flows. So if you focus your attention on everything that you consider wrong in the world, you are creating problem energy. But if you were to focus on all that is being manifested with love and compassion, you would be creating solution energy. So there is the invitation now to focus on what it is we actually want and bring our energy to that solution. New ways of creating power, electricity, new ways of clearing the pollution from the oceans so we have clean, pristine oceans. New ways. These things are in the behind the curtains at this moment, ready to emerge. There is a lot of innovative techniques and technologies going on, and we could help by focusing on those technologies that are waiting to emerge and sending our love to support their emergence into the world, into the ocean, so we're clearing the toxicity from the air, so we're clearing the toxicity from the waters, from our foods. And so we're bringing in a new consciousness, a new way of thinking about things, because it is a shift in our consciousness that actually shifts what's going on in our world. And as the giant Pacific octopus says, if you focus on all that is being manifested with love and compassion, you would be creating solution energy. So I invite you to embody the love towards everything that you would like to see being created on the planet and in our waters. So now I have a message from Zeus. I became aware of Zeus at the first Cetacean Summit in 2014, which was the start of all our global water meditations, when Granny invited us to start doing these meditations. And Zeus is an injured dolphin in a human care facility. And this is what he has to say. I have been doing poorly of late. My health and the health of the water are actually connected. I can feel that the waters of the planet are not as vibrant as they should be. This is reflected in my body and likewise your bodies. We, you, me, and the waters are all reflections of one another. A planet in pristine health would mean the beings living upon the planet would also be in pristine health. Do know that your group meditations have a positive effect on the waters of the planet and the water within your bodies. So those are the messages I have. And we're now going to move into the heart thread exercise. And let me just read what that is, and then we will be doing this together. And you will, let me just read first, and then I will give you how we're going to do it. Heart thread is a healing modality that transmits a frequency of love, safety, and connection through the field of the heart, releasing old patterns of trauma and conditioning from the body. As I connect into the group field, I will receive messages and impressions, which I will say out loud. I ask that you repeat these messages out loud to yourselves. The sound of your voice repeating these messages affects your cells and changes old patterns. The adage of as above, so below, and as within, so without, allows us to work with ourselves and the waters of the planet. So I would normally be working with an angelic being. His name is John Henry, and he will be with us. But I'm also inviting the dolphins to assist me in bringing the statements that we need to say to our bodies and also reflect out to the waters of the world. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to put your right hand on your heart and your left hand over your right hand. And we're just going to take three breaths, breathing in, hold, and breathe out. Breathing in, hold, and breathe out. Breathing in, hold, and breathe out. Now I'd like you to bring the energy of caring and compassion into your heart centers. And this is called brain-heart synchronicity from HeartMath. And we're going to ground ourselves by imagining yourself, your roots going down through your legs, through your feet, and into Mother Earth to ground you. And I'm inviting John Henry and the dolphins to bring us statements that we will say for ourselves and for the waters of the earth. So the first one is, I love you, ocean. So just be saying that out loud to yourselves. I am perfectly connected to my waters and my emotions and the waters and the emotions on the planet of the ocean, of the rivers, of the streams, of the rain, even of the hurricanes. I bring calming energy to myself and to all the winds and the hurricanes and the storms. I feel calmness within myself as I feel calmness beyond myself and in the oceans. I reflect this calmness out to the waters of the planet. I feel the energy of the oceans. I feel them within myself, which is 70% water. We are connecting the water within myself and the water within the oceans and the rivers and the streams and the rain and the storms. I am solution energy. I am love. I know that love is the only power. I know that love is the only way to change the consciousness within myself and within the waterways of the planet. I feel deeply connected to the oceans as I feel deeply connected to the cells of my body. I love me. I respect me. I honor me. I care for me. I am compassionate towards myself. I live in an energy of gratitude. I live in an energy of appreciation. And I reflect all these qualities into the ocean that carries and reflects my emotions. I am thankful to be in physical body, where I can make a difference to this planet, where I can reflect my light onto this planet, into this planet, into myself, and into the waterways. As above, so below. As within, so without. I am so grateful to be alive in this very moment to assist in the changing of the guard of consciousness. I am a part of this shift in consciousness. I am happy to be me. I am happy to be of assistance. I am happy to be alive in this very moment where we are shifting from the old guard of the patriarchy to the new guard of benevolence, of harmony, of love, of kindness, of cooperation, of community, of freedom, of thankfulness, of gratitude. I'm so happy to be able to assist with my physical body, with my physical beingness. I am here to be of service in this very moment, in this very now moment. I love what comes my way because I know I can transmute it to a higher frequency and a higher vibration, just as the dolphins do. We have this ability to transmute and transform the negative into the positive just by shifting our consciousness, just by being in a higher vibration. This is all a part of the fifth dimensional energies. This is all a part of the energies of the heart. This is all a part of the energies of love. So I complete with having you all say to yourselves, I love me. I love me. I love me. And I am an important part of the jigsaw puzzle, the bigger picture of life. And so I thank the dolphins for being with us, for assisting us, for John Henry being with us and assisting us, and bringing these high vibrational energies into the cells of our bodies, and also into the waterways of our planets. So be it, and so it is. With great love, we leave you. Whew. So we are complete.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm buzzing.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Creating that high vibration that we're sending out into the water is just what's called for. Thank you, Linda. That was really gorgeous. I'm sure everybody's going to take a few minutes to get back into your bodies, but you might start wiggling your toes and your fingers and maybe stretching a little bit and opening your eyes. And if there's something anyone would like to share, or if you have a question for Linda, just *6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
This is Muriel, and I didn't have to take any time at all to come out of this because I was so a blending of where Linda took us in this most marvelous way to the here and the now when we're fully in our bodies. Usually it takes me forever to come back if I go that deep, but this was different. So the other thing I want to mention at this point, I'm the presenter next week, and
yes,
everything that I have been guided to present was completely in alignment and partnership with what you presented, Linda. I mean, to the point of just utter amazement on my part. It is no accident that we're presenting back to back. I thank you so much. It was a marvelous opening, and I just don't have anything further to say to express my appreciation, except what a gift, what a gift.
Thank you, Muriel. I appreciate that. And I'll be looking forward to joining you for your presentation in December.
Hi, Linda. This is Lori Rion and Master Cat Pluto, and we just want to thank
hi.
You. It was beautiful. So beautiful. We just, you know, loved the messages from the animals and the dolphins and whales, the turtle. I loved the whole impact of self-empowerment, of self-love, you know, the teachings that we all represent, I know, are helping us go deeper into the foundation of self-love, being the real, you know, the real tool we need to expand our consciousness and move forward. And I don't think we have enough of that on the planet to really come back to loving ourselves as divine beings. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Somebody else have something they'd like to share?
I think we're blissed out.
That could be. That happens sometimes. Well, I will get this recording up probably this afternoon. Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
From our discussion group. And I just wanted to tell you how wonderful this was, and I'm so grateful for all of the wisdom that came from all the beings. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was just glorious.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Melanie. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Linda. I just wanted to say thanks so much. It was wonderful.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Hey, Melanie, I know you've got something you want to share. I see she's not unmuting. Star 6.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, I was trying to get through. Sorry about that. That was beautiful, Linda. Thank you so much. And I just feel very privileged to have been on this call today and to have been a part of this beautiful, loving energy going out and coming within. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, Linda. It's Brian up in Ottawa.
Hey, Brian.
Hi. I'd just like to say to the group, thank you. As a child in the 1950s when I was born, 51, my hospital I was born in was about, maybe one or two blocks from the Detroit River, which didn't have a good reputation. But in my young years, I remember when the genie could give you wishes, one of my first wishes was wishing all the water in the world would be pure. And so it's nice as a man in his 70s that I can do this, not wishing, but work with you. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, all of you, you're welcome. Every first Friday of the month, we've been doing this for more than 10 years now. And also, all of those past meditations are on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime, you know, you've got some energy to do some healing work for the water, you can go to the website and click on one from the last 10 years and be taken off to some wonderful place. There's 125 recordings on there now.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I know. And they're always available, so feel free to go there and explore.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a while.
That's right. It's been a long while. And it's a beautiful, consistent, committed group of people. And then, you know, drop-ins and people come when they can. But there's this really beautiful core group that shows up month after month, which is great. So before we sign off, is there anybody else that has something you'd like to share or something you'd like to say? Okay. Then I guess we know Muriel Lindsay will be leading the meditation next time, which is on December 6th. Same time, same place. And in the meantime, I hope all of you in the U.S. have a lovely Thanksgiving. And a lovely election. Let's take a moment. We have a moment. Let's just take a moment to send some love and light to the voting booths of the United States for the most benevolent outcome for all of us here. Let's just take us a minute, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. It's always wonderful to be here and share this energy realm with you. So I'm going to unmute us, and we can all say goodbye at the same time.